Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
105.3 FM HD2. This is Tom Fitzmaurice with the second course of the food show. Every day we sit down and we talk about eating, every kind of eating. The kind of eating that results in your cooking something, the ways in which you could go and grow some stuff even and make your own everything. And the enjoyment of having friends over and putting some new things on the table, whatever it is, we talk about that. Today we talk about it in a unique way. It's Mardi Gras season, and we are in our regular studio, but we get people in and out from the whole...
We're talking about Mardi Gras. Marty's most recently. Okay, you don't want me to suffer, do you, people? I don't think they do.
What's the matter?
Well, I'm going to be completely vexed all evening about the space Marty's.
Oh.
Marty's was there when I started at WWL back in the 80s. Marty's was a big deal then. And then John Neal, bought Marty's. Did you know he worked at Harry's Bar?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So he moves to New Orleans and then he buys the place. And Ann Kearney was his sous chef.
She was terrific. Five stars.
Well, after he died like 3 years after he opened Peristyle. And then she bought it and Emeril lent her the money to buy it. And so she made it into what it was. And then she had her problem and she moved home to Ohio and sold it to Tom Wolfe. So the plot thickens. So does anybody remember the name of the restaurant that was in there most recently? I definitely feel like that restaurant was open with something within the last 5 years. And I remember being surprised at the renovation because it kept a lot of the Marty's aura to it.
Well, they did pretty strong reservation.
Peristyle changed it a lot, and then it brought back the Marty's vibe. Am I wrong about this? Does anyone remember this place?
I'm going to
260-6368. I'm dying to know the name of this.
Me too.
In fact, I'm going to be really upset if nobody calls.
I have a little bit of a better lead on this. There was a restaurant. It was, if I remember it right, it was Conti Street, or it might have been two blocks over at what's that?
Are you talking about Mobar?
No.
Okay.
Anyway, the name of the place was the New Orleans Bistro something, or the New Orleans, that bistro word was in there somehow. That's what I remember from it.
Okay.
And then the guy who came from Belgium, who has his own wine store like right around the corner.
Patrick. Von Herben.
There he is.
Yeah, what about it?
He worked there at the place that evolved out
of. John Neal was at Bistro at Maison de Ville.
At Maison de Ville, I think so.
Okay, so please.
Bistro of New Orleans, what?
Bistro New Orleans is the place that was, no.
No?
No, I don't think that's the name of the place that I'm talking about.
No, I think it is, but I'm willing to look stupid.
Somebody called Doug and said it was Bistro New Orleans? No.
Well, we'll figure it out.
I think it had some sort of nod to revitalizing something that was there. So what they were paying homage to was Marty's.
Yeah.
And that was kind of inherent in its redesign and in everything, but it just fell flat to me. I was not impressed at all. Please, well, somebody call. Doug has go crazy.
Doug has been calling, and you
Bistro
say
Bistro New Orleans. I don't think that was
Bistro
it,
New Orleans, French Quarter Bistro. Oh, I really
French Quarter.
Well,
Bistro.
Well, let's let it sit there and
I don't know.
Seat turned.
And
into
who
something.
Was the chef there, Doug?
Well, one of the during one period there was, oh gosh, we now Susan Spicer.
No, not Ann Kearney. Is that what you're saying, Doug? Ann Kearney? Ann Kearney.
I think that's right. I remember that. I think you're right totally on this.
Okay. All right. Now, this is going to... I'm sorry. This is like being in the Twilight Zone.
Okay.
Unless I am cuckoo. Uh-huh. There was a revitalization of that space mm-hmm. that was Marty's.
Right.
It was not Ann Kearney. It was not as far back as 1999. It was as recent as maybe 2014.
If you are listening to us and you are the kind of person who would like to go to Bistro, who used to go to Bistros all the time, don't let us fester here. You give us a call.
Don't make me have to go to the city and find out who leased this place most recently, because I'm going to cry if I have to do that. But I really do think that there was someone who came in and took over a long defunct space. After Peristyle, it remained dead in the water for a long time. And then someone came in and renovated that whole thing, hearkening back to the spirit of Marty's. And it looked like something from the 70s, 80s.
Yeah. Everything you're telling me, I can see it.
I
have
I can
a
see
memory
right now.
There
was a step up to some dining, and you entered... Not where you entered from Marty's, because you entered right on the corner from Marty's, but this was a little bit down the street.
Yeah, it had changed off and on quite a bit.
And and it was somebody that everyone knew, but it just fell flat. Please, someone call.
Yeah, let's. If somebody out there remembers this, this is kind of, it is from the past now. I mean, we have to admit that. But this...
I don't think it was that far distant past.
Everything you're saying, I keep telling you this, it has the sound of...
I think it had a one-word name, and I think it...
We'll find it. Somebody is listening to us now who knows this.
Spiritually to Marty's, if I can say that.
Yeah.
And have it make sense.
Well, yeah, they try it again, you know.
Listening to it doesn't make all that much sense, yeah. But I know it was there because I went there. Go ahead,
all right,
Tom.
Well, let's put the brakes on and somebody else will think about it.
Go back to the almanac, the source of all information for the show. Yeah. Today is National Tortilla Day.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
What do you do with tacos? I mean, in your kitchen, or do you have one? Tortilla chip day.
Yeah, tortilla chip. I didn't say chip. National Tortilla Chip Day. Yeah. Torchy's Tacos, best tortilla chips out there.
Why?
To my taste, they're just perfect. They're crisp. Yeah. They're flat. They're triangular. They are substantial, greaseless. Have a little toast around the edges. Torchy's Tacos is coming to Baton Rouge in the next few weeks. Mm. I will be in that number.
I hope so.
And along with Mary Lee, who is, you know, even crazier about it than I am. Oh, you do right. Tortilla chips are a big issue around my house. We all like guacamole and salad here.
Brother. It's almost
salsa here. Yeah. And have those recipes down. However, we still have a great controversy as to which chips are the best. We seem to have settled on thin white tortilla chips. Yet to be resolved is the matter of shape, triangular versus round. Never round. Never round.
What do you
mean?
On
the other side of the spectrum, flavored tortilla chips give the same effect you get from flavoring coffee. The current favorite among the commercial chips is Santitas, a relatively new product. When were we there, Tom?
I don't think I've ever heard of it.
I don't think so. No. You know who's got good tortilla chips?
No, tell me.
Habanero.
Habanero on Veterans?
Is there one in Veterans? I don't think
there
so.
There is one, yeah.
Habanero in Covington has blue corn tortilla chips, and I'm not talking about
that's who I meant.
The blue corn tortilla chips that are processed in the bags. I'm talking about really great blue corn tortilla chips, but not as good as Torchy's Tacos, which are the best by far, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh, well.
Enough about tortillas.
So at some
chips.
Point, we will work this all out. 260-6368 is our telephone number. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. Marianne is here.
Hi.
And you can be here, too. All you have to do is call us up about anything at all, you know, reasonably within the idea of eating, drinking, you know. That doesn't have to be fancy. Doesn't have to be expensive.
Now, something else you wrote in the almanac.
Yeah?
About a play called Too Many Cooks.
Too Many Cooks.
Which premiered on Broadway in 1914 today.
Yeah.
And you said that we need a sequel in New Orleans.
I think we do.
As of 2006, entitled Not Enough Cooks.
Good, that's perfect. That's so, it's certainly
true. I don't
know
if that's true.
Because
I think we have lots of back of the house people, meaning chefs, at the higher end of the spectrum. I think we have maybe too many of those. But we definitely do not seem to have enough front of the house people, servers and the like. Am I wrong about that?
No, I think we don't have
enough of either.
Yeah.
Of either. So you think there, that the great purge that swept out a lot of the industry people in New Orleans has not, is still, the effects are still being felt?
Oh, that's for sure. I have an article about this very thing today in the new No Menu, NOMENU.com, for those of you who have not been on it. This is
not been on it? What?
Who have been there before. I forget what.
Well, I do hope that everyone's been there. And if not, do go see it, NOMENU.com.
It's no big, it's free. You know, you just do it online if you want. And we can get into a conversation. Hope so. 260-6368.
I was wondering if you felt that way, but I expected you to say that the kitchen was sort of covered, but apparently not. Seems to me that the biggest dearth of people in the industry appears to be in the service aspect.
So out there in the dining room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, it's hard to say. It depends on the restaurant.
That is true. I mean, I find when I go to places and they are not seating people because there are not enough servers, and that this has happened on, you know, more than one occasion, and it happens actually with what I consider to be sort of shocking frequency, then I would say that we do not have enough service people in the industry.
That could be. There was a time when Ralph Brennan, he and I were shooting the breeze about something or other. And he said that his feeling was that this was a little bit after Katrina, you know, like a couple of months or more. And he said, you know, we have a hard time getting more waiters. We get a lot to get people back of the house also working.
He actually had a program for that.
Yeah. I'll bet he did.
I wonder if it's
very
still
smart
going on.
Guy.
No, it was like an international program where he was sponsoring people.
I could believe that.
And they were coming in to work. And I don't know if he's still doing that. I'm going to have to find out.
He
what
may
the
or may not be but
is.
What we really are lacking are the people who are executives or
this
would have been beyond the chefs. These were guys
managers?
who manage.
Managers,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And he felt that there were not enough management.
All right, let's go to Steve.
Steve?
Hi.
Hey, Steve.
Welcome.
You know Tom was born on Mardi Gras Day?
I was born on Mardi Gras Day. Not only that, but my mother and...
You were delivered by Dr. John, weren't you?
Delivered by Dr. John. That's right.
Yeah.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Steve.
You were talking earlier about stuffed crabs. I like stuffed crabs way better than crab cakes. And you're right, they're hard to find. But the other one that I'm finding it hard to find is stuffed shrimp, the old-time stuffed shrimp.
Hmm. Yes, that is hard to find.
How big of a shrimp do you want to use for that?
I mean, I haven't tried to find it, but it, you know. I would say
probably a 16.
16 to the pound?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they'd butterfly it and stuff it with a pretty strong crab meat stuffing, then roll it and fry it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just, I mean, that was one of these, one of the lakefront, you know, the Fitzgeralds and Brunings and all of those guys. They all had a very good stuffed crab, and you just don't see it anymore.
Yeah, do you ever see it? Because I never look for it. So who's got it if you were looking?
I don't know.
No one.
I don't know.
Okay.
I haven't seen it in quite a while. But the last one I had was basically they had shrimp chopped up with the crab meat. You know, the whole thing was in it was like a crab shrimp ball.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, it, you know, no, that didn't do it.
Yeah.
But
that is a very old-fashioned thing.
What's that?
It's an old-fashioned thing.
Yeah, I think it's probably pretty labor-intensive.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
So, and, you know, people don't like to labor anymore.
No, they don't.
No.
They absolutely.
All right, well, happy birthday tomorrow, Tom.
Thank you. See you later.
See ya.
Take care. Happy show. Mardi Gras.
Tomorrow
two,
is...
6-0.
There's another element to this. So, okay, we have me born on Mardi Gras. And my mother delivered me actually a doctor who was himself a jazz guitar player. I'm not kidding.
No, I'm laughing at Doug making the music go louder and louder until you just stop talking. All right, Doug, let him finish his story, even though we've heard it before. Go ahead, Tom.
Well,
born on Mardi Gras, delivered by a jazz musician.
And that's all. That's all there is was to say.
260-6368. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Hello. You are welcome, very much welcome, into the Food Show here on 105.3 FM HD2, the WWL radio in a special format that you will really love. All you need to do is get a hold of one of those radios, those 12. What are we? Wait a minute.
We're not on that again, are we?
Well, I don't know.
You need to do is go to... nomenu.com.
Nomenu.com.
Get on the list for the newsletter.
Yeah.
And you will get delivered to your mailbox a synopsis of each show with a button to click, and you just go right to the podcast there.
Yep. And there's plenty to be heard. It is covering things down on. In the
everything. Everything having to do with food.
Yeah, I'm thinking, what do we call that? It's the...
newsletter.
Yeah, so it's got two...
Tom,
many.
Today, speaking of which, in your newsletter, Words to Eat By...
Words to Eat By.
Yes.
What do we have for that?
Between the ages of 20 and 50, John Doe spends some 20,000 hours chewing... and swallowing food, more than 800 days and nights of steady eating. The mere contemplation of this fact is upsetting enough. Guess who said that? Somebody that gave you a compliment on someone who gave you a compliment on your little newsletter back in the day. Do you remember when you were...
Let's see. That might have been...
A very famous person sent you a note once about your newsletter.
It was that lady who...
She wrote you a letter, actually.
She did.
You had it framed, maybe.
And I don't know. I have it around somewhere.
Yeah, you should find it.
And it was...
It's MFK Fisher.
MFK Fisher. Yeah, she really did.
Sent you a personal note saying how much she liked your little... I forget what she called it, your little something.
Little,
she
did. She did.
she said, your little something. Anyway.
This is a lady who has written huge, she's gone now, but she had a huge
she had...
lots of books that she wrote and magazine articles and all that, and brilliant.
She was a member of the elite group.
And
food people.
You felt really much better about food when you walked out of that place. Not that there was anything wrong to begin with, but she was a genius in terms of talking about food.
A food genius.
She was, yeah.
A food genius.
You got to eat.
What does that mean, a food genius?
A flu genius.
No, not flu. Food.
Food genius. They're all that way.
I don't know. Anyway, we are looking for someone. Actually, I am not looking. I'm begging. I'm flat out begging someone to keep me from not being able to sleep tonight, because I'm going to be wondering what in the world was the name of the restaurant that showed up somewhere about, I want to say, 6 to 8 years ago in the space that was formerly Peristyle, which was formerly Marty's. And, oh, God, I'll bet you he knows. Ron, tell me you're calling to tell me the answer to that question.
Good afternoon.
Hey.
It's the Sandwich King. What's the question?
The question, Ron, I'm counting on you. I'm putting all of my eggs in your basket. Marty's, you know where Marty's was, right?
Yes.
Thank God. I thought he was going to say no. What's Marty's? Okay, Marty's came and went, I guess with Marty. And then John Neal bought it and turned it into Peristyle. And then he passed away, and then Ann Kearney kept Peristyle going until she had a health crisis and moved home to Ohio. The building sat vacant for a very long time, and not very long ago, someone refurbished it, spent a lot of money refurbishing it in the style of Marty's. And it was somebody well-known and well-liked, but it didn't last very long. Please tell me you know who that was.
Marianne, I cannot tell a lie. I'm going to segue right into sandwiches. I made this sandwich the other night.
That's great.
I mean, it was roast beef and ham sliced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Swiss cheese.
And?
French bread.
Yeah.
Lettuce, tomato, pickles.
Uh-huh.
It was one of the best sandwiches I had in a long time.
Well, who could complain about that?
I'd comment, Ron,
Happy
but I'm
Mardi
in the
Gras.
Corner crying.
I'm walking to work. I'm in the French Quarter.
Okay.
Wow. I didn't mean to disappoint you. I do try to specialize in food history, but I'm not at your level.
Hmm. Oh, man.
Oh, well. Well, someday we will figure this out. It's out there somewhere, and it's just a matter
of... The plot thickens. Tom Wolfe is in here somewhere, but I guess we'll have to call him and find out. I don't think it was him.
Okay.
But it could be.
I have a whodunit, then. It's my turn.
Okay.
I have a whodunit. You tell me who I am.
Fire away.
Okay. My first restaurant was actually out in the Harahan River Ridge area, and it served fried chicken when I bought it.
Uh-huh.
I put video poker in and realized video poker would help pay the rent. Mm. I sold the restaurant at a massive profit, and I opened up a restaurant in the Bucktown area.
Mm.
Now, this restaurant bears my name in the restaurant's title.
Really?
A few years later, I opened up a steak and Italian restaurant in Metairie with my son's name as the name of the restaurant.
Yes.
Who am I?
Tony.
Geographically, you're so close. I'll give you a hint. I expanded. Okay, I'm going to give you the big clue. It's easy. I bought Bozo's.
Oh. Hmm.
Ed.
You're Mr. Ed?
Ed McIntyre.
Yes. Ed McIntyre.
Yes, that is the biggest clue. Now, the reason, you know, Ed was talking to me about that, and he said that he liked Bozo's because Bozo kept one grease pan for every different protein.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you don't have oysters being fried.
He was very particular about that. Yes.
Yes. I'll segue to websites real quick, and then I'll let you go. Mr. Ed was one of my first websites that I did when I used to call in as Ron the Gourmet website designer.
Ah.
That's how I got to know. That's how I got to know Ed. He's a great guy.
Well, you know why he really bought Bozo's, right?
No, why?
Because his dad, he used to go with his dad, who would go. His dad was like a bookie, and he used to go with his dad there. And he has great memories of following his dad around and being at Bozo's. So when it came open to purchase, he bought it.
Yeah, definitely true. Ed told me when he was a kid about that, but he also, I mean, he told me, you know, he remembered as a kid. Now, the other thing was he would go to the restaurant that his parents owned. They had a barbecue restaurant. Now, that was out there by the railroad tracks on Canal Boulevard. And his parents would have to call the restaurant and say, would you please send that home? He's got to do his homework. That's how much Ed liked the restaurant business. Anyway, I'm going to let you go. I'm almost at work. You'll have a great Mardi Gras. Great show.
Bye, you too.
Thank you. It's the food show.
I thought for sure he was calling to help me out with that. Now I'm left high and dry. Someone has got to know the answer to that question.
The what he just threw out there about the restaurants that were
Ed,
like all as part of a media.
Ed McIntyre's places?
Yeah.
What about him?
And the one, there was a location right near the railroad tracks on
a barbecue place. What was the name of that?
I've been trying to think of that.
This is going to melt both our brains.
I'll see.
Between the Marty's thing and if you get going on that, I don't know what we're going to do.
Well,
260-6368 is the number. You're listening to WWL 105.3 FM HD2.
I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. We've been talking about food, as we always do every day. Today, because we're in the middle of Mardi Gras and eating, which, you know, it's an eating festival. It isn't acknowledged as that wherever you go, but it really is. It's something that you eat while another thing is going on. When we need to go to Lent, what happens first, you get that. But anyway, we have a million other questions. We're trying to knock out one. Stephen is here, but before I throw it to him, I want to mention that right before that, someone was asking about a barbecue place that used to be
right by Canal Boulevard. At City Park.
It wasn't quite in City Park. It was kind of in the middle of. Yeah.
By the railroad tracks.
Right.
Go ahead.
Okay. Anyway, it was that was actually the first Time Saver. That place. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Let's go to Stephen.
Stephen, welcome to the food show.
Okay. It was Wolf's for a fair amount of time before he moved over to Biloxi or Gulfport or wherever he moved to.
So it was Wolf's.
So
that was it.
It was called Wolf's.
Wolf's. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, and he's the one who made it look like the old Marty's.
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
Thank you, Stephen. I can sleep tonight. Thank you.
Okay, good.
Right.
I got in the mail the Kitchen Table Book number 2. Mm-hmm. It's an all-new kitchen cures and pantry for health and health. And it has a thing on vinegar, 15 pages on vinegar, and 2 pages on sardines, on how healthy they are.
Yeah, and garlic. Make sure you have the garlic.
15 pages on vinegar. Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
Condense it.
It's one of these, you know, they keep talking about, you know, don't drink vinegar before and after, but don't drink it straight. Mix it with cold water.
Hmm. Before and after what?
After breakfast and after dinner.
Huh.
Twice a day, 2 tablespoons each time.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of vinegar.
Yeah. And they do say, you can add a little honey to it, or you can add...
what are you supposed to get out of that?
Sweetener. Well, it's supposed to clean your arteries. It does many things. It cleans your arteries. It gets rid of belly fat, it says. It says it could shrink belly fat. And
if you do nothing else but vinegar.
Yeah, and they quoted Japanese studies that, you know, Japanese don't have very big, I don't think they have
very
big
bellies. There's not a lot of
belly
fat there to begin with, yeah.
But all of them lost weight and lost belly fat drinking vinegar for 12 weeks.
Are you going to do that, Stephen?
I'm going to try. I've got a fancy apple cider vinegar and then a dollar store apple cider vinegar.
Okay.
I don't know whether you need to spend $6 on the same size bottle that you spend a dollar on.
Well, let's, Stephen, I want you to document your research and give us a report.
Okay.
Yeah. Better you than us. Go ahead. What else you got?
Yes. Okay. Well, that's pretty much it.
That's it. Stephen?
No show tomorrow.
Worth your
no
weight
show tomorrow.
In gold,
it's
Stephen.
Mardi Gras.
Yeah. Well, we've got the other Tom Fitzmaurice show with Angela Hill.
What?
Are you doing a show with Angela Hill tomorrow?
No,
he's coming with me to a party.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's been going on for years, you and Angela Hill.
Well,
it has.
Things change, Stephen.
Yeah.
They change.
Okay.
Right. Thanks
well,
for
we'll
calling.
Well, we'll talk to you Wednesday.
All right.
See you later.
Thank you, Stephen.
Gregory's here.
Oh, hello. Hello, Tom. Hey, Marianne.
Hi.
Hey, I don't remember. Anyway, hey, I was worried about you guys last Thursday.
Why?
Happened? Because there was no show. The music came on, and then there was sports
and
all
you
day.
You know that any day we could disappear like that. Poof.
Well, I was very concerned, but
we're
I guess it was just because of the weather.
Too, Gregory. I had what?
Yeah, that
I guess because of the weather or something.
That can happen. Yeah, there was something going on, but I don't think it was on our side of the deal. But it's
well, it
it's
was weird little... because they had you guys had teased us with your opening theme, and then zoom, it went right to sports radio.
Yeah.
Oh no! Anyway, hey, I'm sad you're not going to be on the grandstands tomorrow with the WWO crew. That's too bad because that is kind of a tradition.
Listen,
I don't like to correct people, and especially somebody as you know as lauded as Steven is. But that space where Marty's and Peristyle was never a Wolf. Now, Tom Wolf had something to do with it, but the last incarnation it was called Avanti.
Avanti, I remember Avanti.
Thank you.
Avanti. Yeah.
Wolf's
really?
Was out at the lakefront where Two Tonys is now.
That's right.
Then,
I forgot
then,
that totally.
Then Tom Wolf went to the lakefront. I mean, to the Gulf Coast, rather. So I hate to correct Stephen because he's very wealthy, I know, and he knows everything. Marty's Peristyle.
Four.
Then it was Avanti.
Four.
That was its last incarnation about 5 or 6 years ago, Marianne. So
Avanti.
You were correct. Yeah. It was called Avanti.
And who was in the kitchen?
I can't remember because I never went, but I remember passing by because Marty's and Peristyle had a lot of memories for me, but I just never went in. I remember getting some pretty good reviews, but it didn't last very long.
Avanti.
You know?
That does not ring a bell at all.
Yeah,
but
because it was so brief.
It was
so brief.
Do you think there
maybe
was something there before Avanti, like
nah,
whatever?
It was derelict. It was empty for a long time.
No, I know it was empty, but Avanti does not ring a bell.
Okay,
and
well,
I'm wondering if Avanti could be like the tail end of that new life.
Oh, maybe. I mean, yeah. I could be wrong, but
like if it showed up as something that I'm thinking of under a different name, and then that went away, and then somebody said, "Okay, I'm going to put Avanti in here." What?
I remember they kept the yellow and white awning.
Yeah, they did.
Black,
it was just like Aunt Marty's.
And they put the black lettering Avanti on it, and there was a sign in the corner where the door used to be, and there was a sign on that corner, and it said Avanti. That's I have a pretty good memory. It's pretty much a photographic memory.
Okay.
That I do recall. Okay. And Tom Wolf never had his name on that restaurant. It was always it was where Two Tonys is now. Wolf was there for a couple of years, a few years actually, and then he went to the Gulf Show. So
hold on a second. Hold on. Okay. Wolf's was at the lakefront?
It was on that Pontchartrain Lakeshore Drive area where Two Tonys is now. Tom Wolf's place was.
I didn't know that.
Wolf's.
Okay.
It was
I
just called Wolf's.
It went from the West End Cafe right to Two Tonys, but it did not.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-mm. No, it was right there where Two Tonys is now.
Okay.
Or it might have been another. No,
but
no,
Two
wait.
Tonys started in the French Quarter.
Yeah, but I know where it was in Bucktown, too. But where Two Tonys is now was Wolf's, what I'm saying.
That, as a matter of fact,
where Two Tonys is now was Tom Wolf's place.
That's you're exactly right. You're absolutely right on that.
I know, because I ate there a lot. And I'm a big fan of Tom Wolf. I think he's still at the Rib Room,
isn't
he?
He's at the Rib Room. This is probably his longest tenure in a long time.
No, he's a terrific guy. Anyway, Avanti, that's what it was.
Avanti. Okay. Thank you.
Well, thanks for stopping in.
Okay, the plot thickens.
Happy Mardi Gras, guys. Happy Mardi Gras.
Bye.
Thank you.
Okay, so I am willing to concede that it's Avanti, but for some reason, I knew it was a one word. I knew it was one word, and I didn't remember the name. So I'm willing to concede that it could be just Avanti, but I'm also thinking that it opened up under another name, and it was short-lived, and then someone slipped in with Avanti for the last tail end of whatever it is before it was. So if I'm right about that, someone call me, and if not, I'm going to just assume that I'm wrong about that and that it just opened up as Avanti, although Avanti does not match the decor at all. If my memory serves me correctly, the owners, whoever, who took over that space after many years of it being empty, wanted specifically to honor the Marty's legacy. And so it looked like Marty's, and the menu was kind of like Marty's, but Marty's was not Italian. Isn't Avanti Italian?
Yeah. I don't think either one of them was really known well as Italian. Because
Marty's was not Italian. Marty's was American, wasn't it?
I think so. I wouldn't swear by it. But he's all of those people. And also that part of town brought in a clientele that was not what I would call Italian. You can always find an Italian dish in.
Well, it was a neighborhood restaurant for the neighborhood.
Yeah, that's right.
You know.
And you can also do your laundry while you're doing it.
Wait, why does that have anything?
I just made that up.
Oh, I see.
260-6368 is our telephone number. Boy, we're about done for the day, aren't we? Not yet. We still have time for you, and wish you would come visit. You can do it right here on the radio without having to do any other hard stuff, work.
Yeah, it's not hard.
There was a barbecue joint. It was on Canal Boulevard, right by the people who are buried underground now. And it was a time saver. It was the very first time saver that opened over there. And they always kept talking about doing barbecue outside, and they did it a little bit, and it never quite took off.
Okay,
now we've settled that forever.
Okay.
And never we will have to do it again.
All right.
What
I'm
else do we have to talk to?
I'm trying to find out what Avanti means in Italian.
Advance. That's what it means. Move forward. That's kind of the meaning of it.
Look ahead. Move forward. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, actually, that does make a lot of sense for that space. It does.
Yeah.
But I think people think of Avanti as Italian. I mean, that's what
it has an Italian sound. Yeah.
So I just didn't think of it as an Italian restaurant. But that certainly does make sense in that space for that to be the name of the restaurant. And there are other mysteries surrounding that restaurant, and I'm not satisfied.
We might have to start with a daily feature on our program, and at the beginning and at the end have a couple of samples for one that we're trying to get puzzled people to find out. You think they'd either hate us or they would love us, or something like that.
I just feel like there's something out there that's missing in the story of that space. And it makes me almost want to go and dig up the real estate records and find out who was involved in it. What was it called? Because I don't think Avanti I think there was something between Avanti and Peristyle.
Could be. Yeah. It sounds logical anyway.
And I would I'm almost curious enough, and I might actually be curious enough to dig it up. And that's curious for me because I don't normally bother with stuff like that. 260-6368 is the number if you would like to chat with us. If you have been listening to me whine about the inability to recall this important detail, even though it's really not that important, I would love for your help if you know. There are a lot of gourmets out there who were very excited about that when that space was revitalized. Apparently, Ann Kearney moved to Ohio and opened a place called Rue du Maine.
I think that was the name of it.
Which is now also closed.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I wonder whatever happened to her.
Well, she went through some pretty tough...
She definitely did have a health scare for sure. But her brother was in town, I believe. Mm. And I don't know if he's still in town, but he was in town fairly recently because I remember running into him somewhere.
Nice people.
Does anyone know if Ann Kearney's brother is still in town? And maybe he could shed some light on this.
Yeah, it could be.
Because I think that she did buy that space, so she would have sold it to whoever this person was that started the next phase of that building. We got on the whole Marty's thing because we were talking about the fact that Tennessee Williams died today in 1983 and that his two favorite restaurants were Marty's, which would be about right, and Galator's, which would also be about right. So what other contributions to the culinary world did Tennessee Williams have in New Orleans?
That article has been written, not by me.
Yeah.
But
he was quite a foodie, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
very
much so.
He was like a New Orleans bon vivant, wasn't he?
Absolutely.
Wasn't he from Mississippi?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he wasn't very far. I mean, it was like New Orleans would be a natural place for him to settle.
But he lived in New Orleans,
I think. Yeah, it would be a natural place for him to settle. Yeah. Where did he live, Tom? French Quarter?
He just across the alley. Straight. Here is Pirates Alley? It wasn't Pirates Alley. It was close to that.
Okay.
And he was just on the other side of the alley.
So it was like by the church.
Yeah. It was actually across the street from the writer himself. And then other people got to know him.
Where else did he hang out besides? Did you ever see him in town?
You were
dining in restaurants at that time.
Yeah,
weren't you?
I was, but I didn't know him very well. I'd met him a couple of times, but I have no good answer for that.
That was kind of the, like, you really started hanging around New Orleans restaurants in the late 70s, right? Well, I don't know if that's true because your career started in the early 70s, right?
Yeah, more or less. Mid-70s.
Yeah, but you were toiling away in obscurity around UNO and such before you started to really get into the New Orleans restaurants, right? Like, what year would you say that was?
1972.
No, that was UNO.
UNO or and things right before UNO.
Okay, so when you started to actually review New Orleans restaurants for, say, the Vieux Carré Courier, what year was that?
72. I'd stick it at that. Yeah, that's really when I started doing it.
Really?
Yeah, because I had just come out of going through Jesuit and Rummel.
No, and UNO is where
And then it was in college and and it wasn't.
So then you, I would think that you would have run into him somewhere.
No. For whom?
Tennessee Williams.
Oh, Tennessee Williams. Yeah, I did meet him once at least, and maybe another time.
Where?
You will be able to get unusual information from about this, but his doctor lived in the same area.
Oh, Brobson Lutz.
Anyway.
I know you knew Brobson Lutz pretty well.
Yeah, he was my doctor for a while too.
He was what? He lived across the street from Marty's. Ah, the ha. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
He said that Tennessee Williams lived across the street from Marty's. In the space that's now Mobar, I guess, maybe.
Mobar.
Is it Mobar?
No,
right
no, it's not.
Across the street from the old Marty's?
No, that's a few blocks.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I would imagine that Tennessee Williams has
and turning in his grave
has been to after, a few after places all this. To drink and dine around town for sure.
He was he was certainly into his business. Yeah, that's
what's
for sure.
What's his reputation in the culinary world? Do you have any recollections
I don't remember
about him?
Yeah, I don't remember a whole lot being used to send, to write.
There was no cross. You crossed his path not at all, really.
Not a whole lot.
Well, I think that's only because he died before you really got into hanging around restaurants of that caliber.
Well, but what I used to do is not too of very great interest. But this is...
Oh, boy. oh, boy. I'm terrified. When I see Tom pick up a piece of paper and I can't see what it is.
Have you
I
been to
know.
Any of the restaurants in the hotels, the new hotels that are right around the lakefront? I mean, the riverfront?
No.
There's a new one. It's in a... and I didn't write this down. Doggone it. It was...
are we talking about the Higgins, Tom?
Higgins, yeah.
Okay.
There was the Higgins, which is still there. And
it's only been there a couple of months, yeah.
And yesterday, we went over there and found that I wasn't sure what kind of hotel it was. It's a pretty spiffy hotel, as near as I can
it's
tell.
It's a level 5 Hilton.
Yeah, whatever that means.
It means luxury.
Well, then they're very luxurious. And we went up to the top and had a cocktail or two, and it was had a great view of the city. I don't know whether it just Joe Blow can walk in there and be taken
well,
up to the top.
Well, we were Joe Blowing it.
Well, yeah, up to a point.
I mean, we just went there, and we weren't staying at the hotel. We just went to go have happy hour there.
Yeah.
And it was really lovely. It's a lovely patio.
The
hotel's very kitschy, okay? I'm just going to say that right now. It is definitely
the food's good.
A theme hotel.
Yep.
And the theme is World War II, and they carry it out to the nth degree. It's done very well, and the food is good.
Mm.
It's a nice place.
Yeah.
And I want to go to Cafe Normandy for actual dinner sometime. But happy
Count
hour
Basie.
Was nice at Rosie's. Yeah.
Yeah.
We went to the 9th floor and sat and had a good time.
Yeah, we certainly did. That was only yesterday.
That is
Were
it.
You there too?
No show for us tomorrow. We'll be back on Wednesday, God willing.
I'll say.
WWL 105.3 FM HD2.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.